We didn't know how the weekend would go at the Scarecrow Festival. We haven't run it for 2 years. So it was an unknown quantity. How many people would come? Would the weather be kind? Especially given at the moment that, you know, this has been a sad week and we didn't know how people would be feeling about coming out. And the answer is we've seen a record number of scarecrows. And I think, although we don't count them that closely because it's all free, they don't have to pay to get in or anything, that we think we've seen a record number of visitors as well. And there have been children everywhere going, "Look, Mummy, there's a scarecrow." I think we've got 164, I counted, houses with scarecrows, lovingly crafted scarecrows outside the front. So the villagers of Lubnham really should be thanked and congratulated because they have come through. That's the bit that makes the smiles, you know? And I think we've seen a lot of smiles this weekend. A reminder in that sense of happier times.
Absolutely, and I know there was a couple of, well, that I saw scarecrows, scarecrows of the Queen, which was nice to see.
Yeah, I think one of the most popular we've seen is in School Lane, which is a rebuild, if you like, of the scene we saw recently with the late Queen and Paddington and the marmalade sandwiches in the handbag. So that's been extremely popular. But the quality has been fantastic all around. And one of the really interesting things, Nick, is that we found, because we've got maps around about where people would find scarecrows, everywhere I thought we could have scarecrows, every street in the village, we have had them. People have really put themselves out to get them out there. So there's been no dead areas where, you know, you can't find one. There's something everywhere to see. It's fantastic.
Brilliant. And I know a lot of work goes on behind the scenes to organise this, which obviously you're part of, and those people deserve a message of thanks.
Well, I think there's a kind of core group of about a dozen people, and we actually start organising the Scarecrow Festival in the cold, dark days of February. I mean, admittedly, in the pub, so, you know, we've got to do it somewhere. But yeah, they work hard all the way through from February to, well, the final knockings of this will be sort of October time, so it's a big commitment. And some people have put in hundreds of hours of work here. So I won't name those committee members individually, but they know who they are. But also, one of the interesting things about this is we, and I've said this a bit already, we appeal to the villagers to get involved as well. And they really have come through, just in sheer volume and quality. It's astonishing. And that really makes it worthwhile, I think.
Fantastic. And I know you've raised some money through the raffle ticket and the various other things that goes back towards village causes as well.
Yeah, I mean, the way we organise this is it's not an out-and-out money-making exercise, so, you know, it's free entry and it's free parking. We have to thank the landlords locally who lent us 4 fields, which have been full of cars, so people could come here and have families can come and have, if they wish, a free day out or a cheap day out, because there's lots to buy and enjoy on the green as well. But we do make money from the raffle. Somebody's going to win £150, somebody else will win £75. There are about 30 prizes. I bought some, so I hope. I'm hoping I will get some. Oh, good, I'm glad you got some too. But the interesting thing is, we made some money from donations from the tractor rides, which are also free. The tractor drivers must be completely tired by now because they were running all day yesterday. They've been running all day today. And we've had a queue about 100 yards long for people to get onto there. So donations after that, so, you know, there's no charge for getting on there. I think we've made some money out of that. But it all goes to causes within the village itself. So, you know, we think that they need to be encouraged, they need to be helped, and where that money is available out of this, we're pleased to see that it goes to them. And in November, we will be looking at how we distribute whatever is left over after all this, because it's not a cheap event to put on. I mean, frankly, the loos alone, which are of extremely high quality, I'm told, cost us a couple of £1,000 just to put in place. We try and bring as many attractions in as possible. One of them, I have to say, and to issue thanks this year, has got to be HFM, who's been with us right from the beginning yesterday and is still, you can hear in the background, playing out now. So thank you, HFM, for coming and adding to a bit of jollity on the green itself. So thank you for doing that.
Pleasure.